The man who has just walked in the door in the studio has seen all of the blokes quiver in their boots a little bit. Probably the biggest man I've ever seen.
Wow.
Yeah, a man mountain. His name's Wayne Matty. He has been a bodyguard to the stars, bodybuilder, wrestler. He's working with The Rock at the moment.
Yep, certainly am.
And he's an Adelaide boy.
I sure am. Born and bred. Love it here.
So how does a fella that's born in Glenelg and lived in Adelaide end up working with the likes of John Travolta, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Steven Seagal and David Beckham?
Yeah, look, just really lucky, I guess. I mean, I started doing security work when I was 18 and you do the usual nightclub stuff and all that. And then it was
where, the Havvy?
No, I actually started at Heaven.
Oh, oh, you would have knocked back right. my fake ID a couple of times, I reckon.
I reckon I'd knocked back a few probably, fake IDs there. Yeah.
You've probably kicked us all out at some point.
Yeah, no doubt. There's been a few that have gone through. I was there for over 10 years.
Oh, wow.
So why do people like Jean-Claude Van Damme and Steven Seagal need security? Aren't they tough guys?
Yeah, well, they are. But the point being is that they need to be seen as the good guy. They can't be the one that turns somebody away for an autograph or says no to a photo and so on. So I'm the one that plays the bad guy for them in that sense. Certainly they can protect themselves, but at the same time, if someone's going at them while they're trying to sign something, they need like a second set of eyes. So that's me.
What was your first gig where you just went, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this for a job?
Bodyguard work or normal
security?
Yeah,
bodyguard.
Bodyguard work, Elle Macpherson.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, what a shame.
Yeah.
Tough gig to guard the body. What?
Did you have to kick yourself out 9 times from her events?
I had to pinch myself a lot, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah. Rebecca Morse. So, Wayne, did you ever have any actual issues looking after these people? Was there ever actually a full-on scuffle or a blow or a dangerous situation?
Yeah, no, look, it's lucky that I haven't, to be honest. I mean, I can certainly just look at somebody and they run. So, I mean, I've been quite lucky with my work that I haven't had to get too physical with anyone.
We will have to put a picture up on Instagram so you can understand what we're doing. Yes. So then to go from that into acting, how did that transition?
Look, well, I went from the security work to wrestling, and I've been a professional wrestler for 15 years. And what had happened, somebody seen me in the ring and saw my look and so on, said, geez, you should, you know, go see a casting agency and give them some details. So lucky enough, I found SA Casting with Ann Peters, went and saw her and said, look, this is what I do. And she said, you look great. Let's see what we can find. And then I got a few small roles in a few different little movies and so on, a couple of TV ads, and it just progressed from there.
For anyone listening right now and thinking to themselves, I wonder what this Wayne guy looks like. Basically, Wayne's the type of guy where if you called me a wanker, I'd have to agree with you. Yes, Wayne, you're right, I am a wanker. Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, mate. Thanks. I'm glad you reiterated that.
I get the feeling Wayne doesn't hear the word no very often.
My wife says no quite a bit.
That's
only when I want things. They're like too much. She goes, no, that's too much.
What about David Beckham, mate? What did you have to do with him?
Look, he was over with the LA Galaxy soccer team. So we're basically there to help with the team. But to focus on him, he had two American guys come with him that were ex-US Rangers.
Oh.
So they were his full time, but then we were there to assist. Like, we had to do, you know, decoy cars here and there everywhere because the paparazzi were crazy.
Wow.
Is there a dream security job as far as celebrities go? Like, I imagine people would love to work with, you know, Elle Macpherson or David Beckham. But is there someone right at the top of the tree, whether it be Robert De Niro or someone.
South Aussie
with Cosmo, like,
mate, when we're out in the regions, filming at Renmark and stuff.
Don't worry, we watch your show.
Oh, good. Thank you, mate.
Look, I don't know. The celebrity style thing for me has been blurred quite a bit now. To me, they're just normal people. I don't have anyone that I fanboy out of or anything like that because I've been doing it for so long and I've met so many different people. I've got multiple friends in the WWE that are wrestlers that people just go, oh my God, I can't believe you've got his phone number. And I'm like, yeah.
So we can see you on telly this Sunday night on Young Rock on Foxtel. What are you doing? Do you have a speaking role?
Yeah, Fox 8, 6:30 Sunday. I play a character. He's an old famous icon from the 80s, a wrestler called Sergeant Slaughter.
Sounds friendly.
He was the Marine drill sergeant that used to come out in the camo gear and all that sort of stuff. So he was huge in the 80s and 90s.
It's hard to get a job as a nanny when your name's Sergeant Slaughter.
Hard to get anything, I'd reckon, being called that.
Indeed. Well, we will look out for Sergeant Slaughter, a.k.a. Adelaide fella Wayne Matty, this Sunday night, the Young Rock on Foxtel at 6:30. Thank you, mate.
Get back to the gym.
No, thank you. Yeah, I know. It's pretty dismal, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm embarrassed for you.